This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New worries this morning about a new COVID variant. The European Union wants to stop air travel from southern Africa to counter the spread of the new variant detected in South Africa, which has a high number of mutations and is spreading fast among young people, say scientists. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is proposing, in coordination with the member states, to activate the emergency brake to stop air travel from the southern African region, while Germany's health minister says the last thing we need is to bring in a new variant that will cause even more problems, with the nation facing a massive spike in Delta variant cases already. Germany says von der Leyen's proposal could be enacted as soon as Friday night. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Israel says it has found its first new variant case in a traveler who returned from Malawi in southeastern Africa. That traveler and two other suspected cases are in isolation. Today, a World Health Organization group meets to drill down on all of this. Are you going to try to find a bargain today? It's Black Friday. Here's our Ben Thomas.
Buoyed by solid hiring, healthy pay gains, and substantial savings, shoppers are returning to stores and splurging. Industry experts expect record-breaking sales this holiday season. The National Retail Federation predicts an increase as much as 10.5% compared with last year. Senior Director Catherine Cullen.
We're expecting, at least 158 million shoppers. Those are people who are already planning to shop.
The big question, whether supply shortages, higher prices, and staffing issues might leave shoppers disappointed.
France is furious after Britain asked it to take back migrants who cross illegally from France to Britain. This is AP News. Native Americans observed a day of mourning yesterday, as many Americans celebrated Thanksgiving.
On the historic landmark that overlooks Plymouth Rock, members of Native American tribes from around New England gathered to mourn, citing centuries of racism and mistreatment that indigenous people around the world have suffered.
Slaughters of indigenous people would be celebrated by a day of Thanksgiving, and yet the history books call us the savages.
Keisha James of the Aquinnah Wampanoag tribe says the stories we all learned in school about the first Thanksgiving are mostly lies.
Some Wampanoag ancestors did welcome the pilgrims and save them from starvation. And what did we get in return for this kindness? Genocide, the theft of our lands, slavery, starvation, and never-ending oppression.
James is the granddaughter of a tribal member who started the annual Day of Mourning in 1970. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.